Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob here with the first of our finalist interviews for Mr. Survivor 2015. We're also going to have our three interviews for Miss Survivor 2015 as well, coming up all here in about the next 2.5 days on the podcast. Now, this interview with Tony is going to be on our YouTube channel as well. If you want to check out the video of the interview, you can go to our YouTube channel anytime at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube or watch the video anytime on our website at robhasawebsite.com. We've got Tony coming up in just a minute, but first we have a short promo for one of the other shows you could hear here on Podcast One. Of course, a lot of you guys know Bald Brian from his work on the Adam Carolla Show, but he's also got his own podcast talking about movies with Anderson Cowan. Here's a short promo for The Film Vault, and then we come back and talk to Tony.
Yeah, Film Vault.
Week in, week out, we help you navigate through what's out there in the theaters.
On the Film Vault.
As well as what's streaming in a house near you, preferably your own.
Would you call the Film Vault a life-changing experience, listening to it?
I think it's mildly amusing.
Mildly amusing and life-changing?
As well as life-affirming.
Okay, I like that. So have your life changed, affirmed, and be mildly amused on the Film Vault.
We do it for Van Gogh every week on Podcast One.
O-N-E, that's O-N-E.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our first round of interviews here for the Mr. Survivor semifinals. We are talking here with one of our three finalists who are competing for the title of Mr. Survivor and the Mr. Survivor Championship belt, and it is a great honor to introduce a man I'm very excited to speak with. Here he is, the winner of Survivor Cagayan, Mr. Tony Vlachos.
Woo! The crowd goes wild.
Yes. Yeah. Tony.
What's going on, Rockin' Rob?
Yes, Rockin' Rob is here with Tony to talk about the campaign for Mr. Survivor 2015. And Tony, I speak for myself and many of the voters of the Mr. Survivor competition to say we are very happy to have you on board here for the final three.
Awesome, man. I'm happy to be here and I thank the fans for that.
Yes. Tony, first off, you have been such a recluse, something I could not have predicted after Survivor Cagayan. You were everywhere during Survivor Cagayan, and then you were everywhere for a good, you know, month, 6 weeks after Survivor Cagayan, and then we barely heard from you anywhere. You barely tweeted about Survivor San Juan del Sur. We didn't see you on the podcast. And Tony, I have to say, we missed you.
Oh, man. Thank you, Rob. But you know how it is. I have the newborn now, you know. My wife had to put her foot down, you know. It's like she had to draw a line somewhere, you know. While I was on the island, while we were watching TV, you know, it was fun. I was tweeting with everybody, keeping in touch with the fans, letting them know how I feel about the episode we just watched. And, you know, it's fun. That's what made it fun, the total package. But, you know, once that's over, life has to start going back to normal, you know, especially with my wife and the kids, you know. She's been very flexible with me, very lenient with me with all this stuff. And, you know, I got to give her back now, you know. 7-month-old little baby and all he does is cry and want attention. So I really have no time, you know?
Yes, I can relate, Tony, because my wife tells me all the time, too much with the Survivor, what's with all the podcasting? When are we going to see you around here?
Yeah, well, that's the truth, Rob. You know, I mean, you can see right behind me, this is the office slash playroom, my living room slash playroom, my bedroom slash playroom, my kitchen slash playroom, my basement slash playroom. Everything is a playroom. There's toys. It takes me 2 hours at night to collect all the toys and put them away. It's crazy.
I was going to say, I thought that was a spy shack behind you.
No, that's the playroom. That's the little playpen, extra large playpen for the little guys.
Wow. Okay. And he doesn't escape out that hatch?
No, I'm watching him. I got a close eye on him.
Okay. Well, Tony, very exciting to have you back in the mix. Did you have any thoughts on Survivor 29 since we didn't get to talk to you during the season?
You know, Rock and Rob, again, my mind's been preoccupied with my family more than it is the show. I did watch the show here and there. It wasn't as exciting as previous seasons, so I wasn't really into it this time around. You know, when you have loved ones, I just don't like that theme, that whole thing with going in as with partners. I don't like that. I like cutthroat. I like kill or be killed. I don't like to go in there with teams, and it was nothing but love. It felt to me like it was like a field trip, like a bunch of people went on a field trip and they went out camping together and they were having a great time together and everything was nothing but love out there. And it was good, but you know, it's nothing that I was really into.
All right. Were you happy with the outcome of the season? Were you happy that Natalie was the winner?
it didn't matter to me who won. I mean, you know, like I wasn't that much into it, but yeah, I'm glad Natalie won. She played a hard game, you know.
Okay. Well, Tony, this upcoming season, in a lot of ways, this is almost like a Survivor Kagayan redux. It feels like they really tried to go back to the well and copy everything that was successful about Survivor Kagayan. Unfortunately, they don't have a clone of Tony Vlachos to put out there in Survivor Kagayan 2. Does that make you happy when they go back to the three tribes and try to do something that's very similar to Kagayan?
Well, it doesn't matter to me as long as it's a good game. You know, I know there's three tribes now, just like the Brawn, Brain, and Beauty. There's no collar, there's blue collar, there's white collar. So it's going to be interesting. Jeff did say a few things about it, saying that it's going to be one of the best, if not the best season. So looking forward to that one.
Now, Tony, you're the ultimate blue collar survivor, right?
I don't know, Rob. You tell me. You tell me. You're the super fan.
Well, but I don't know, Tony. Now that you won the $1 million, are you a white collar survivor now? What would you be, a blue collar or a white collar?
I'm still a blue collar, man. Look, that playpen would have been made out of gold if I was white collar.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, Uncle Sam beat me on the head, took almost half my money, so, you know.
Yeah, how would you fit in with a blue collar group of survivors?
It depends, Rock and Rob. It depends. Am I there with Cass's or am I there with Spencer's?
Who
am
well,
I
they're white with? Collar, I think.
Who? Cass?
Yeah, she's a lawyer.
Lawyer where? In a town with five? Population of five?
I don't know how many people. That you can't just be a... I thought a lawyer is the same no matter where you are.
Oh, no. A lawyer in Beverly Hills is not the same as a lawyer in Camden. Definitely not the same.
It's not the same? Okay.
Oh, sir.
All right, so we'll see ultimately how that's going to go. The field of competition that you are up against here for Mr. Survivor, it's a very tough field this year. It's you and Spencer and Jeremy. Not Jeremiah, Tony.
Who's Jeremy?
He was on Survivor 29.
Must have got voted out really early because I don't even remember him.
No.
And I'm up against that. That's what I'm up against. What do you think is going to happen, Rock and Rob?
Oh my goodness. So how does it feel to go up against Spencer again? Is there any part of you that feels familiar, or do you feel bad for Spencer that you beat him already once?
No. I think this time I'm really going to put Spencer over my lap and spank him. The island, I was being really good to him. At the end, he was one of my biggest, you know, he helped me out with his speech. But this time it's going to be like, you know, Spencer, let's put the gloves on and let's duke it out.
Yeah. You don't want to pay him back and that he told everybody to vote for you in the end. You don't want to advocate for him?
No, sir. I want that belt.
Yes. What will you do with the Mr. Survivor belt if you win it?
Oh, man. You know what? I haven't really planned anything just yet, but I'm sure I'll put it to good use.
Now, we know that you had a lot of things in your bag of tricks in Survivor Kagayan. What do you have in your bag of tricks for the Mr. Survivor competition?
Oh, come on, Rock and Rob. I can't tell you that. It's got to be spontaneous. As these people are coming at me, I'm going to hit them with something really good.
Yeah, so you're excited for the debate next week?
Absolutely. I'm ready. I want it to be right now. I wish you could call Spencer and Jeremiah up or whatever his name is.
Jeremy,
let's duke it out right now.
Jeremiah was in sixth place. He almost made it.
I forgot him too.
So you are not going to hold any punches when you have the Mr. Survivor debate next week.
It's all coming out of the bag of tricks, Rob.
Okay. Well, we're very excited to see how that's going to go. If you were to win Mr. Survivor, if you were to become Mr. Survivor 2015, do you have any campaign promises? What would you tell the voters? What would your Mr. Survivor reign look like?
Well, you know what, Rock and Rob? I'm done with promises. You know, this right here is not Survivor. This is real fans that really appreciate Rock and Rob. They really appreciate Survivor. So I'm not going to lie to them and make false promises. So I'm going to really sit down and I got to come up with some kind of spreadsheet to see what I'm going to do with the belt. Mostly, I'm going to take the input from my fans, see what they want me to do with the belt. It's not all about me. I'm here for the fans, by the fans. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. So you're going to wait and see and then hear from people and then come up with a plan for your reign as Mr. Survivor.
Exactly. Instead of making false promises, because I won't do that.
Okay. And you would be very active as Mr. Survivor, do you think?
Again, it all depends on the fans. You know, okay. It all depends on what the fans want. The fans want me to go rally and do world tours, stuff like that. I don't know if I can do that. If they want me to pop in, tweet some pictures of myself wearing the belt and my bag of tricks, my buffs, and all the memorabilia I bought from the auction. I can do that.
Well, you own a lot of Survivor Kageyama memorabilia?
Absolutely, and they're going to be my bag of tricks when I'm over here debating.
What do you have?
I can't tell you that.
Okay. So many secrets, Tony.
A lot of secrets I'm saving for the fight.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tony, have you given any thought to the Miss Survivor competition, our Miss Survivor finalists? We have two finalists from Survivor San Juan del Sur in Natalie and Kelly Wentworth. And then also your old friend, Tasha, is also a finalist for Miss Survivor.
Oh, man, I hope Tasha doesn't win. I would like Natalie to win so we could be Mr. and Mrs. New Jersey.
Mr. and Mrs. New Jersey. Tony, you know, I'm interested. Did we ever find out from you that what are your sports affiliations? I know you're a Jersey guy.
I have none, Rocky.
None?
None,
no,
man.
Jets, no Giants, not even the Eagles?
Nothing.
Wow.
Yep.
How do you do that?
Old and bald. That's how I am, man. When I was 20s, I was all about sports, gambling on sports, betting on sports, going to sports events. Now it's all about family, Rock and Rob.
Yeah, but you don't even have a favorite team anymore?
I don't even watch TV, Rob. I haven't watched TV in 2 years since my baby girl was born.
I thought you're team TV.
I am team TV, but I don't get to watch it unless I'm watching Survivor at 2 o'clock in the morning while the kids are sleeping.
Wow. Okay, well, you're lucky the kids are sleeping at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Until 3.
Do you do a lot of stuff? You do like the midnight feedings and all the stuff? You're up with the baby in the middle of the night?
Oh, my God. Up all night, every night, Rob. It sucks, man. It's tough.
Yeah, so Survivor was a vacation for you.
39 days is nothing compared to 2 years, Rob. 2 years, man.
You don't have to tell me.
Good night. 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But that was good for you on Survivor because you were up all night anyway coming up with all these plans.
That was 39 days was nothing, Rock and Rob. 2 years, man. Oh, and counting.
Okay. Well, Tony, one of the things we like to ask in the Mr. Survivor, Miss Survivor competition is if any of the finalists have a special talent that they want to demonstrate to the audience. Do you have anything that you want to show off to people talent-wise?
Oh, man, I got a lot of talents, Rock and Rob. I can do magic tricks.
Magic trick.
Can you see this? Whoop, whoop. You see that?
Oh, very good. Very good.
I got magic tricks.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
I remove my finger. Can you see it?
Yes. If you're listening to the audio version of this, Tony has taken his, ring finger?
It's my pointer finger on my right hand.
Okay.
I'm putting my left hand over it and I'm yanking it off.
Yes. And it looks like it is coming clean off.
It is. That's an illusion. That's what I am. I'm an illusionist, Rock and Rob.
Yeah.
Now, I have other talents too. I'm multilingual.
Yes.
I can speak Greek. I can speak Spanish. I can speak English. I can speak dog, woof, woof. I can speak cat, meow, meow. I can even speak llama. You see this like llama? This like the llama hair right there?
Yeah, that's very impressive. That's true.
I got a lot of talents.
What did you say in llama just now?
I was calling all fans. I said, all fans, you got to come support me.
Okay. All right. Calling all the fans. Come out and support Tony. Is Team TV back together right now?
Of course, Team TV's back together. Absolutely.
Now, are you working with a campaign manager or are you running this campaign yourself?
I'm running it myself, Rock and Rob. That's, you know, you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. You should know that.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. Well, I do get a lot of help, though. It's me. I'm the person, I got to make the decisions, but I got a lot of people that do help me.
Wow, that's good. I don't have nobody. Myself and I.
Okay. All right. Tony, are you ready for your top five baby questions from the audience?
I was born ready, Rock and Rob.
Okay. All right. Let's start here. And let's go to this question. Let's go to somebody who wants to know. So many good questions. This is from Mike Burke, who wants to know, what advantages does a cop have over a firefighter when it comes to Mr. Survivor? Now, we do know that, you know, we have two blue-collar representatives in the finals between yourself, the police officer, and Jeremy, who's a firefighter. Why is a police officer better as a Mr. Survivor than a firefighter?
Well, when you think about it, Rock and Rob, what was Jeremy's thing? Surround and drown, they think he said.
Yes.
Police officers have to adapt and overcome. And that's what we do. if you're fighting a fire that doesn't have any intelligence. So that's very easy to beat a fire. You just hit it with water and you're beating the fire. As a cop, man, you're dealing with people that have all kinds of different thoughts in their mind, how to scheme, how to scam, how to lie, how to deceive. There's a huge difference. Firemen, they work out, they stay in that kitchen and cook all night, and then they go and they throw water on a fire. There's no competition between the two. None at all.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never heard it put that way. So the criminal mind, you know, you have to outsmart the bad guys, whereas the fire, if you know how fire works, it's easier to predict how the fire is going to be.
Even if you don't even have to predict it, just throw water on it and it'll shut off.
Okay.
Sit there with a hose. Sit there with a hose. Just watch it smoke away.
Is that a big rivalry between firefighters and police officers?
No. It depends on who they are. You know, you get some hothead that thinks he's better than the other person. But you know, as far as in my city, we're all together. We're all together.
Yeah. No, I think that my dad used to feel that way. It felt like there was a rivalry between, because my dad was a police officer. He felt like there was a rivalry with the firefighters between the, you know, and they have like softball games and stuff like that. So it's a healthy rivalry.
Yes, exactly. It's all out of fun. Yes, it's all out of fun.
Okay.
But again, you get the hotheads, you know, that think they're better than anybody, and whether a cop, garbage man, fireman, podcaster, you know, depends on who the person is.
Yes, you have to worry about the podcasters too. So how about this? Trevor Chong, question number two, wants to know, if you could have a sleepover with any three former survivors, who would it be?
Oh man, it'd be Malcolm, so I could scalp him. It would be
is that just because it rhymes?
No, did it rhyme?
Malcolm, because I could scalp him?
Maybe, yeah, it rhymes a little bit, but no, that's because of his hair.
Okay.
Survivor too, so I think hair has a lot to do with Mr. Survivor. That's why I got my hair covered. You know, it's hard to give somebody the title and the belt and crown somebody when they don't have luscious, beautiful hair and they got the good looks going. And I
right.
hope the fans don't vote that way.
Yes,
to vote who's worthy of walking around with that belt. That's what I want the fans to vote. But anyway, so Malcolm, so I could scalp him. Cochran, so I could drain that intelligence juice out of his brain while he's sleeping.
Yes,
because that. Who else? Spencer. Spencer, I wouldn't. Yeah, Spencer, I would take him so I could suck out that youth out of him. I could have that youth again. Who else? Three. I got two more people. Help me out, Rob.
You already had three. You already had three.
You said five.
No, three.
Oh, good.
Only
good.
Three. Yeah. So Malcolm, Spencer, Spencer, and Cochran are going
right.
to be the three. Okay.
Right.
And then you're going to do like experiments. You're going to take Malcolm's hair. You're going to take Cochran's intelligence and Spencer's youth.
That's right.
Oh, my God. I saw like a Tales from the Crypt episode like this once.
Oh, man, that'll be a lethal combination. Imagine that.
Yeah. All right. Here's question number three. Ryan DeBar wants to know, if you were elected Mr. Survivor, would you be willing to do a recap podcast during Survivor 30?
Yeah, of course. If the fans, it depends. Again, it depends on the fans. If one or two people say, yeah, that'd be cool, then I'd think about it. But if everybody's saying, yeah, Tony, do it, I'd have to do it for the fans.
Okay. All right. Good. That's what I like to hear. We missed you last season. All right.
Yeah, you know.
All right. Question number four. Eric Nelson wants to say, Tony, I was let down when you initially said you weren't running. What made you change your mind? Rumors are saying Spencer talked you into it.
Well, again, it's all about the fans, Rock and Rob. When I turned it down and I seen how many hearts I broke, everybody was like, Tony, I voted for you. You let me down. I didn't want to crush nobody's hopes. They were hoping that I can come into this thing and walk away with the belt. And I don't want to let my fans down, man. Fans ultimately are what runs this world. Without fans, you don't have sports. You don't have podcasts. You don't have Survivor. So it's the fans, man. So, you know, without the fans, you don't have Tony Vlacos, Team TV.
Yeah, Team TV went dormant. It was a dominating force back in the spring, but then it's almost like Team TV went to sleep in the fall. Do you feel confident that you can wake up Team TV to bring you home the title?
I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't feel confident, Rock and Rob. I truly believe that I'm going to spank both of these guys.
Yeah, this is exciting. This is almost like when Michael Jordan came out of retirement, Tony. You were like went to go play baseball, and now you came back to the NBA.
Hey, Rob, let's see what happens, man. All I'm saying is I'm going to hold everything close to my chest, and as soon as you say go, off to the races.
All right. Last question from Mike Bloom wants to know, what will you bring to the table as Mr. Survivor that Spencer and Jeremy can't?
Everything. Everything.
Everything?
Everything. What can I not bring to the table that those two can? I'm the king. I'm the king, man. I'm the king of Survivor. Jeremy never got crowned. Spencer never got crowned. I'm king. You can't send out a prince to do a king's job.
The king. He's here. He's back. He's in the running. He's ready for the debate. What should be keeping Jeremy and Spencer up at night, just like you're up all night? What should be keeping them up at night, worried about this competition?
They know what they're up against, Rock and Rob. They know. Listen, that belt means a lot to the fans of RHAP and Survivor fans, right?
Yeah.
Only right to give it to someone like me. I brought home the gold. I brought home the crown. I'm in my castle. I have my queen. I qualify. I'm king status, man. You're not going to give that belt to someone like Spencer. A dorm does not count as a castle. This is a dorm room. That's not a castle. He never brought home the gold, the $1 million. He never brought home the crown. Same thing with Jeremy. Yeah, Jeremy has his queen and he has his castle, but he doesn't have the rest. I have everything. I'm the total package. And who's more fitting to walk around with a RHAP Survivor fan belt? I mean, a belt from the fans, Survivor. Who's better than that? Who can represent that belt better than I can?
And you're going to keep the belt in a safe place?
It's going to be amongst everything else. My bag of tricks, my buffs, and the rest of the things that I bought that I told you I'll tell you later on.
All right. During the debate. All right. Well, Tony, I think you've made a compelling case as to why you should be Mr. Survivor. We've got two more Mr. Survivors to hear from. I will have I will speak with the young lad later on in the day on Thursday and Jeremy on Friday, and we'll figure out a day to do the debate next week. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say about Mr. Survivor. Tony, do you have a hashtag you want to give people to tweet to voice their support for you?
Oh, man. You know what? Can you help me out with something?
Just you want to what do you have? All these play pens, or you want to go with Team TV?
Let's go with Team TV.
Okay, get the Team TV hashtag back going to support Tony Vlachos for Mr. Survivor. Tony, thank you so much. Look forward to hearing the debate next week. What are you doing with your buff?
I'm making it look like llama hair. Calling all llamas, come help me. Come help support the cause.
All right. That's Llama for Vote for Tony. Tony, thank you so much. And we'll be back with more Mr. Survivor interviews coming up in the next 2 days here on Rob is a Podcast.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Tony Vlachos here on Rob Has a Podcast. That was huge. We needed it. Great job by Tony here in the first of the Mr. Survivor 2015 finalist interview. So the next one coming up is going to be Spencer Bledsoe. I'm going to have the interview with Jeremy then on Friday. We'll also have interviews on Friday as well with Kelly Wentworth and with Tasha. And it looks like we're going to have then Natalie on Saturday afternoon. So all the interviews here right in a bunch between Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're going to have our 6 interviews done. And then I'm also trying to finalize times for the Miss and Mr. Survivor debates coming next week on Rob Has a Podcast. I'm also very excited because this Friday, for those of you guys who've been following The Evolution of Strategy, that is our 30-season audiobook. Josh Wigler and I will be releasing the Survivor All-Stars chapter, which is going to be about 14 hours long. It's insane. We're going to have a special free preview available, which is going to be part one of that chapter. You can listen to that if you go to robhasawebsite.com/All Stars. So you could check that out. Listen to part one of our Survivor All Stars chapter. It's about 2 hours, 50 minutes. Deals with everything from my experience in the pregame through the events of the first episode of Survivor All Stars. You could check that out at robiswebsite.com/All Stars with no hyphen. And then you can go ahead and check out everything related to Evolution of Strategy at evolutionofstrategy.com. Looking forward to coming back. Our next interview is with Spencer. Check that out. Subscribe to the podcast. robhasawebsite.com/iTunes for the iTunes feed. Or you can get the Rob is a Podcast app by going to robhasawebsite.com/app to get the Android or iOS version of the app. So have a great one, everybody. We'll be back real soon with Spencer talking more Mr. Survivor. Take care, everybody. Bye.